you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
We're but 16 minutes away from Film Week on KPCC. We have a ton of films this week. Our John Horn interviews Zack Snyder, who recut, although cut shouldn't be the word with a more than 4-hour new version of the film, but it's a re-edited Justice League. And John talks to him about that process. Four critics this week, as we have so many films talk about, including a new HBO documentary on Tina Turner. How could that be anything but highly entertaining? And also a new documentary on Pope Francis. Those among a number of dramatic films and a romantic comedy starring 90-year-old William Shatner called Senior Moment that's also out this week. We'll hear what our critics have to say about those. We know that AMC and Regal Theaters have reopened. And now we learn that our own art house theaters, the Lemley Theaters, have announced their reopening on April 9th. This is wonderful news for those of us that love the Lemleys and their art house films. Starting on April 9th, they will be opening all of their theaters except the Glendale Lemley on Maryland Avenue. That will open in May. And Lemley's announced they hope to reopen the Town Center in Encino in May, but they have lease negotiations that are in process right there. So that means the Claremont 5, the Monica Film Center, the brand new Newhall complex, the NoHo 7, the Playhouse 7 in Pasadena, the Royal in West Los Angeles, all will be reopening on April 9th. That's terrific news from Lemley's. And also they'll be rehiring their longtime general managers, restaffing and training everyone in the safety protocols, which is great to hear. And they're going to continue with their virtual film offerings. You'll hear many of those films offered exclusively on the Lemley platform coming up next hour on Film Week. But of course, all the theaters, whether art house or films a blockbuster stature, there needs to be content. And as part of our State of the Art series here on KPCC, we talk about what's happening on the world of film and television production. Joining us, entertainment industry writer for the Los Angeles Times, Anousheh Sakoui. Anousheh, thank you so much for being with us again. We appreciate it. So what's happening with production? Are we starting to boom again?
Thank you for having me. Well, in the past month, over the month of February, when health officials in California sort of kind of gave a green light to production coming back on, there has been an increase, but we remain well below pre-pandemic levels. And this is going to be the big question going forward about how Hollywood kind of gets back into business. So since March, there was obviously a complete shutdown. And then in the summer from June, LA, Film LA started issuing permits again. And we'd seen a slow rebuild in production on location and obviously on sets and overseas for the big films. But then when there was the resurgence over the winter of the pandemic, that really forced another sort of retrenchment of production activity. So I believe we're about like 40% below pre-pandemic levels. And the question is how we get back to 100%.
Anousheh, I was wondering, as more and more people in the industry become fully vaccinated, is there any contingency under law, do you know, to where the protocols could be loosened if you've got people that are fully vaccinated working closely on a project, or are we just not to that point yet?
So what we have right now is we have rules that are set up mainly, so they're agreed between the big industry unions, Hollywood industry unions, and the studios, the producers of the content, to create a safe environment that includes testing, distancing, sanitation, and pay for people, for workers, cast and crew that have to get tested or might get put offside because put out of work because there's a shutdown or because they're sick or exposed and need to quarantine. So that framework exists currently. And, film people, the film industry hasn't been part of, you know, this, even though they've been considered an essential industry, they haven't been part of the vaccination process yet. So, I mean, obviously, as more and more, as it widens up, more and more people will get vaccinated. And then currently there is a LA County health order that is still in existence and, you know, requires testing and so forth, and still requires this sort of spacing out of people and sanitation. That's still going to put a lot of pressure on how much content can be made. It's going to slow everything down. So we're not quite yet at that point of knowing how will vaccinations play into that. Will there be, you know, I mean, I know already some people in the industry who've created technology, who have adapted technology to track COVID testing, that are looking at tracking COVID vaccines or, you know, COVID-19 vaccinations. So that's going to be the next step. We're just starting to look at it now.
Well, of course, then there's the issue of people who might not be able to be vaccinated, you know, the few that are in that category where they need to wait, or just other people who are concerned about taking it. And then, you know, what do you do there with a set if that becomes a source of conflict? We're talking with LA Times entertainment industry writer Nusha Sakui. Coming up, we'll talk with Dominic Patton, senior editor at Deadline Hollywood. He's DV critic and covers the business of Hollywood. Dominic, a frequent guest with us. We'll be back with more On Air Talk leading into Film Week here on KPCC. Listening to Air Talk on KPCC, State of the Arts, our series in its final episode today on the reopening or anticipated reopening of certain forms of arts and entertainment. We've talked about museums, live venues for music and comedy, talked about what's going on in a variety of different venues. And now it's television and film production. Senior editor at Deadline Hollywood, Dominic Patton, with us. Dominic, good to have you with us. Does it seem that most companies are getting back to production who have been on this prolonged shutdown because of the pandemic?
Oh, very much, Larry. I would say, you know, the statistics that we talked about in the earlier segment are you know, they're from February. March has seen quite a dramatic rise. Anecdotally, people I talk to in the industry, one of the questions they're now having, as you're seeing this surge of production opening, partially because the guidelines have been established, partially because the guilds like SAG and others have seen that they believe things are safe. Protocols are in place now for almost a year. But also because I think people, as we talked about too, the vaccine, people feel a sense of confidence, they feel a sense of optimism, and there's a great need for content. So what you're seeing is a surge of reopening that's happening. So unlike, say, usually this time of year when you're finding, you know, you've got X amount of shows and X amount of limited series and X amount of movies of the week, for lack of a better term, starting, you're having almost double, triple that numbers. People I talk to, people we talk to here at Deadline, talk about actually finding it hard to crew up effectively right now because it is so busy. And not just in LA, but also in New York, Atlanta, and Vancouver, which are the four major hubs here in North America, things are starting to really start up quick.
Now, when you say having a hard time crewing up, is that because there are fewer people available to work? Did some people leave the industry, or are some people just reluctant to come back until we're further through the pandemic? Or is it just the demand is so great, everybody who can work seems to be getting to work, but is still a shortage?
I would say that it's a combination of the trio you've mentioned, but the emphasis on the latter. I think that what we've seen is there have been, as talked about earlier, all these stops and starts from the big lockdown and shutdown that happened last March to then a resurgence in last summer, and then further lockdowns and further hiatuses that occurred as we went into the fall, flu season, and worries of at least several surges we saw out of Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Part of it, though, more than anything from what I'm seeing and hearing, is that it is that there are so many shows, so many productions happening now that there's simply just an effort to find people. Now, there are lots of resources. Ava DuVernay, for instance, recently launched Array Crew that offers opportunities for underrepresented communities and underrepresented members of the industry. A lot of people are now turning to that to find people. But still, it's hard to find people when you've got so many things happening. And then this is very important, and we did talk about this earlier too, because of the safety protocols that are in place, because of the strict adherence to them, that studios, that studio lots, which are opening up too again, and that the guilds themselves are holding themselves to for insurance and protection of their membership, if nothing else, everything takes longer now. So the time it takes to make these shows, you're actually crewing up for significantly longer. You know, people talk about the budget increases are up to 10% to put the safety protocols in place. I'm looking at probably you're seeing about somewhere in 10% in terms of the extension of how long it takes for these productions to actually occur.
Dominic, what about content for movie theaters now that they're reopening? We didn't run out of content, amazingly enough, over this past year. I kept thinking, when is the pipeline going to run dry? And it didn't. But certainly when you're looking at the kinds of tentpole films that movie theaters rely on for most of their profit, except for Lemley and the art houses, but are as they open up their doors, when are they going to start to see those kinds of films that enable them to pay their rent?
I will give you a broad prediction, and I'm going to say September, but I'm going to caveat that, because what we're going to see over the next couple of months, next couple of weeks, just one off the top of my head, Kong versus Godzilla, a standard, yeah, wonderful summer blockbuster that is going to debut on March 30th on HBO Max, the streamer, as it debuts in the theaters. So you've got this kind of dichotomy of platforms, so to speak, that are happening. A lot of the streamers are doing this. Obviously, Disney has now decided that its Marvel movie, Black Widow, which has been held back for months and months and months, is also going to have a life on Disney Plus as well for an extended $30. You're going to see this happen over the next couple months. HBO Max and Warner Brothers have already said their entire big slate is going to debut on the streamer as well as in theaters. But come the fall, you're going to start seeing James Bond is back. You're going to start seeing more of these movies comes back. There are still some Marvel movies which haven't been designated to be on Disney Plus yet that might still find themselves strictly in theaters. So I think as we move through the summer, which the doctors and the scientists have said, the summer might be the real part where we see a return to what can be considered something resembling normalcy, both for those in the industry and those in the real world, as I like to say. I think that that's where we're going to see this. So we might see the summer blockbuster season become the fall blockbuster season, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, real quickly, Dominic, do you think that Warner's might be rethinking putting all of their theatrical content on HBO Max, or just are they so desperate to build subscribers for that was still the right move, even with theaters reopening for the summer?
I think it's a combo. I think desperation is not the right word, actually, Larry. I think it's strategic. I think that we're seeing that there has been a change in consumer behavior over the past several years that the pandemic only made more acute. People like to get their entertainment in their homes. There's always going to be a place for theaters. There's always going to be a place for people congregating and hanging out and having a great weekend at the new Star Wars Marvel movie or stuff like that. But a lot of people are now used to watching at home. So I think HBO Max and Warner's, I think they might tinker with that strategy a bit, but I think they're pretty committed for at least this year.
Dominic, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Dominic Patton, senior editor at Deadline Hollywood. And Anousheh Sakhoui of the Los Angeles Times. Just real quickly, what are you most looking forward to in the content to come with the restart of production?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I'm almost looking forward to sort of like the next cycle of sort of awards type movies, just because I feel like this year, a lot of them kind of, you know, didn't have the same buzz around them. So it's going to be fun to see like the big blockbusters come back. My colleague Ryan Fonda interviewed the CEO of IMAX, who's confident that we're going to be watching blockbusters this summer. But, I'm keen to see those kind of art house movies and going to see those maybe in the fall.
All right. Sounds great. Anousheh, thank you so much. Anousheh Sakhoui of the Los Angeles Times. You can read her in the pages of the Times and online as she covers the entertainment industry. Film Week is coming up. Once again, thank you for your financial support of KPCC over these past several days of our spring drive. You are the best.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.